I've joined an English workshop organized by the Hong Kong IAED. It is a reading club that we read the books about Sherlock Holmes. The book's name are The Sign of Four. I think this is a great experience for me. Most of the Hong Kong students never do not have a habit of reading books. But this workshop provides a chance for us to read the book some in our leisure time, and also teach some skills of readings like skimming and scanning. So I think this learning experience is memorable.
So when you do the workshop, do you guys read a little bit before you go to the workshop, and then you discuss what's going on in the book?
We'll read aloud and read the book during the workshop, and after some chapters, we'll discuss about how the plot, what will be going on, or just predict something like that.
And for general reading, do you like, say, an ebook or a printed version?
I think printed version is more realistic. Some ebooks do not have the structures of paper. It do not like reading a book. It's just like reading a journal or something, like just checking the gadgets, but do not that the feeling is not similar to reading a paper book. Yes.
And what about when you come across new vocabulary? How do you find the meaning?
I'll just have a guess on it from the to read about the plot and to guess what the words meaning.
Okay, and I know that you attended kindergarten in Canada, and then you did the rest of your schooling in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Can you remember any of your experience of using English in Canada?
In Canada, I think it's we use English a lot. We always use English, but in Hong Kong, although I've studied in EMI school, but I still use Cantonese or just to communicate with other students. But in Canada, I always just use English even that is a Chinese or other nations.